Masai Ujiri of your Toronto Raptors. Masai, as always, thanks for doing this. How are you this morning?
Joey, what's going on, man?
You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Last time I saw you was at the TFC game. You had your family there. You've always got a big smile on your face. And as I just said, you're one of the most positive people I know. And before we talk basketball, something that really intrigues me and I admire about you is, you know, the charity work that you do. I first met you at the Giants of Africa benefit, and you had the chance to spend some time and get to know Nelson Mandela when you were involved with Basketball Without Borders. I think the first time you met him was in 2006. Talk a little bit about Mandela and how he is influenced in your life and your approach to life, because it seems like the man has had a pretty big influence on you.
Yes, he has. You know, the ability to lead people, the ability to have so much love, I think so much faith and so much belief in what he did. And even when you're put down, you know, you keep fighting. And, you know, I think we learned from that, and we lost the father of Africa, you know, and that's tough for us, because you always want to know who the next person is. But I think it helps his legacy even more, and for us to even cherish him more. So we keep learning from it, and we're humbled by it. And I think it should inspire not only, you know, like people in Africa, but people all over the world.
And, you know, last week, that horrible events in Charleston, South Carolina, and, you know, the United States still reeling over this, just absolutely horrible, people praying, and, you know, somebody comes in and takes a bunch of lives. And how did that affect you? I know you take a lot of those things to heart, man.
It's sad. It's sad. You know, I think it goes back to, you know, everywhere you go around the world, you know, like there are people that have some sort of problems or issues, and we all just have to stay together, you know, like, and try and help people even from a young age, you know, like that have those kind of issues, and pay more attention, I think, to each other. That's life, and we're not all built the same. We don't all have the same opportunities. So my heart goes out to those people over there. I really feel for them, and it makes you sad, you know, like when you lose people, people lose their lives.
Masai, you've been with the Raptors a few years now. You came in, and I said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, when you first came in, it was kind of a complete teardown, and then you made a couple of moves with Bargnani and Gay, and things kind of changed. Some guys were given more opportunity, and they rose to the challenge, and then things sort of changed again. It's been a work in progress, but do you feel like the team is at a little bit of a crossroads right now, maybe a different crossroads than it was a couple of years ago when you came in? But it seems like with all the free agents that you have and the Lou Williams situation, that the Raptors are again at somewhat of a crossroads.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, Joey, you know, like, it's just a time for, you know, like, I think solid evaluation, you know, like, I think we're on the up, and we believe that. I think the playoffs was disappointing, very disappointing for us, and really unacceptable. But this is the period where you evaluate everything, and we're starting to see some of the things that we didn't do so well. I didn't do some things, you know, like, very well. I think, you know, like, after thinking about it. So hopefully we can put everybody in a better place, you know, like, and try and, you know, like, use the draft and use free agency to see how we figure out this team. It's a growing team, Joey, you know, like, and, you know, you're going to get hit, you know, like, sometimes. And I think the core and just our culture and building, I think we're going the right way, and we hope to continue that. Just figure out a way to build and to win and to grow, like, a program that's going to sustain.
And I guess that's the key. When you have a team that's got the shooting ability of this team, and, you know, a couple of years ago you were one of the best defensive teams in the league, and last year that changed. And you know, when you brought in Lou Williams, a guy that could come off the bench, and the Raptors early in the season, the bench was spectacular, probably the best bench in the NBA. And then the team seemed to, I won't say lose its identity, but maybe not play to that defensive identity that we know Dwayne Casey really loves and espouses. Moving forward, what you've seen in the playoffs, and I don't expect you to change your game plan midstream, but when you watch the NBA playoffs this year and you saw how some teams kind of alternated between big and small, especially what, you know, Golden State did in the final to adapt to what Cleveland was doing when Cleveland adapted, how do you see the league changing as far as big men versus small?
Yeah, Joey, there are trends in the NBA, and that's just the nature of how, you know, like how we are and how we think and how we compete, you know, like, and I think it's a good trend now, and it has proved that, you know, like you can, you've proved that you can win that way. I know in Denver, we tried to do it, you know, like with George Karl, and had great seasons, but we were not successful in the playoffs. But it's great to see Golden State, you know, like be successful that way. We're going to build around talented players, you know, like, and we want to get back to the mentality of defending. You know, I think style of play and scoring, I think that will all come. I think we'll get back to, you know, defending the way we defended the first year, switching a couple of things that we didn't do so well. But the NBA is full of trends, you know, like it's playing small, you know, like it'll be playing small for a while, and then it's something every day, you know, like we always say, how do you create? And that's our challenge, and where we are in our positions is figure out, you know, like what you can do to beat another team. That's the nature of the NBA.
And there's some pretty significant free agents this year. And again, you know, I don't expect you to tip your hand on what you're looking at, but have you seen a year with this many names? We, you know, look, LeBron and Kevin Love are going to opt out, but we imagine that they're going to re-sign in Cleveland. But, you know, you got LaMarcus Aldridge, who's unrestricted. You got Paul Millsap, who's unrestricted. You got all kinds of big names, whether it's, look, Amari Stoudemire has seen better days, but Carlos Boozer is out there. You've got Ed Davis, you know, and of course on the Toronto Raptors, you have a bunch of names that, you know, don't have contracts for this coming season. How do you plan on using that flexibility this year, Masai, moving forward?
Well, we're going to look at it openly, you know, whether it's looking at guys now, whether it's waiting a year from now, whether it's looking at the trade market. We're going to look in every possible way, Joey, you know, like we're a first round lost playoff team, you know, like we lost in the first round. So we didn't win any championships. So we have to look at every single way to get better on this team and make progress on our team. So, yes, the free agency is intriguing. You know, like you always want to put yourself in a position where you're able to attract players. And I think we are slowly getting there. You know, I think there's a respect factor for us there where players can look at not only the city, the team, the organization, you know, and our culture and say our fans and say, you know what? That would be a phenomenal place to play. So we're taking the challenge, you know, and seeing what's out there. But we will have a strategy in trying to build and add players, whether it's this year or next year.
It's Joey Vendetta here on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Masai Ujiri is our guest. We're talking Toronto Raptors and NBA draft, which goes on Thursday in Brooklyn. And Masai, yesterday I had Dan Tolsman on the show. We were talking about the depth of this draft and the top end of this draft. And how does this compare in your mind in the drafts that you've seen in recent years? There are so many big name players, and we know that, I guess, when the media has really taken hold, sports media and social media in the last 3 or 4 years, that it blows some guys up, maybe bigger than it used to blow people up before the advent of social media, because we know everything is scrutinized and looked at under a microscope. But Karl-Anthony Towns, Jahlil Okafor, you know, Emmanuel, D'Angelo Russell, Winslow. There's some names. Willie Cauley-Stein, Kaminsky, Decker, Looney. There's some names that are big names in this draft. And how does this draft compare in terms of A, top-end talent for you, and B, in depth?
It's pretty good. You know, like, honestly, Joey, I'm not always the one to, you know, like, criticize, you know, like, the draft in terms of talent, because I think it is our jobs to go find talent, you know, like, that's what that's, I love my guys for it. They do an unbelievable job, Dan and Curtis, Patrick, Jeff, all these guys, they go out and grind, you know, like, and scouting too is, to be honest, is my background. So it's something I enjoy doing. So yes, we're excited about this, the position of this draft, and you want to feel good about it. You want to do all your study, get guys in, see guys, interview guys, do all the tests, and make your make a good decision when the time comes. And it doesn't matter what draft for me, good or bad, you know, like, you have to figure out a way to get a player, you know, like, that's why we're paid to work, you know, figure it out. And hopefully we can get that done this time.
And before we let you go, a couple more minutes here. The draft this year has a lot of 7-footers. You know, we've talked a little bit about this trend in the NBA for small ball, or at least a mix of big and small. And you've got a bunch of 7-footers. When the Raptors pick at 20, how much of your pick is going to be dictated by available talent versus positional need? How do you balance that?
I think it will be, you know, like, best talent available. That's the way we're looking at this now. We'll also look at it pending, you know, like, some moves that we make, if we make any. You figure out where you might have a weakness, or where you might have a need, I should say. So I think we're going to look at it in all kinds of ways. You know, I don't. We say the league is going small and all that stuff, you know, like, but trust me, those top 7-footers, they ain't going nowhere. They're going to be picked very, very high. And if they want to let them all fall to 20, we'll be right there waiting for them.
I'm sure you will. Give us a quick update before we let you go on Bruno. How's he doing? How's his progress? I was talking to Dan yesterday about getting a D-League team in Toronto as opposed to trying to fight for playing time in Fort Wayne, where you were sharing the team with a bunch of other NBA teams. I think it was like 10 teams had players on the roster. We know it's not official yet for the D-League team, but we imagine that it's going to happen. How's Bruno progressing, and how will having a D-League team in Toronto help the Raptors?
You know what? We're keeping our fingers crossed, you know, like, that this is going to happen. And it'll help us tremendously if this happens and the league approves. But Bruno has done well, you know, like, on the parts of playing. We were not very successful there in terms of the D-League, and also figuring out how to get him on the court, just because of his progress. I think he's grown, you know, like, in the NBA practice, NBA life, you know, like, how the rigor of it, and trying to figure out a way that he can really, like, continue to develop as a player. He's put on weight. I think we got him when he was 204. And now he's at 220. So put on a little bit of weight there, getting stronger. Summer League will be good for him. And just keep progressing, you know, like we said. I think Fran Fraschilla was not lying when he said he was 2 years away from being 2 years away, you know, like, but we keep trying to build with him, and he'll get there. We're confident, and his shot has gotten so much better, and just a young talent that we think is going to figure out a way to blossom.
Masai, anytime he wants to gain weight, just give him my phone number. I'm sure I can help him, okay?
I might give him mine first, Joey.
Masai, thanks a lot for doing this. Good luck on Thursday, and good luck next season. We know you carry the weight of Raptors Nation on your shoulder. I said that to Tolsman yesterday, too, by the way. You guys got to have to share that weight along with Dwayne Casey. But we know that you wear your heart on your sleeve, and you weren't happy with the way things ended. And I'm sure you're going to do your best on Thursday and in the offseason to make this team and the city proud.
I appreciate you, Joey. Thanks for having me. You're the best, man. Thank you.